Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
8 o'clock hour on DFW Sports Station. Sean Shreve, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt here in the Metroplex. We'll go back out to Oxnard with Tommy Yarsh, DallasCowboys.com at 9:20. And Bobby Belt is already predicting a fight out there.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy?
We're going to have a joint practice fight, I think, because of all the chippiness we've already seen, and they fight at practices. I also wonder if there's going to be a fight for Tommy Yarsh out there today, because he'd been talking a lot of smack leading up to training camp that he was going to race Patrick Walker from DallasCowboys.com. And Tommy was like, I'm young. That's all that matters. I think he lost yesterday. I'm not sure if he won or lost, but it was something yesterday where I know Tommy was getting worked up about it. So we will have to find out if he ultimately got what he wanted or if a fight occurred after.
Pat looks like he's in tip-top shape. I could see Pat.
Yeah, and that, but like Tommy's whole thing was like, he's 45. I'm a youthful child. I will wipe the floor with him.
Micah Parsons showed up yesterday for practice in his jersey because Brian Schottenheimer said he wanted everyone to look the same. To me, that's a good sign that Micah right now is not willing to just detonate everything, and he's leaving room open to get something worked out. That's just me thinking out loud. But RJ Choppy, we're sitting there in the Admirals Club. Well, in LAX, and he started his research project on Micah bringing the Cowboys a ring if they work it out.
So it's quite simple. Is Payne an edge rusher? Does it bring you a championship? Is it a valuable position? Absolutely. It's 100% one of the four. I don't think you could argue it's absolutely a top five most valuable position: quarterback, left tackle, edge, corner, wide receiver. In any order you want to put those on, those are the five.
And Bobby, after Rashawn Slater got paid, you were wondering about a positional difference.
Yeah, because so you had brought this up, I think, last offseason, just how odd it is that the receivers are getting paid at a certain level that corners are not mirroring. Like we're talking about, you know, guys who have been $38 million, like a Jamar Chase, and then we just now finally got a $30 million corner in Stingley, and that had to jump the market in a massive way to get it. We're seeing a little bit of that on the reverse side with tackles and edges, where edge rushers are getting paid upwards of 40 plus. They're the second highest paid players on the football field other than quarterbacks. And then tackles are still the highest paid tackle now is Rashawn Slater at $28 million annually. So they're not even up to corner money. I don't know if that's just a NFL team's value, like attacking styles. All right, I want an edge rusher. They're going after the quarterback. A receiver's going, you know, attacking down the field. They're attacking a corner, and they don't necessarily like something that's more in a defensive position. But there's a massive pay gap there of like $14 million annually between edge rushers and tackles.
So I went and looked. And I just went to Over the Cap, and I was just like, you know, top edge rusher contracts. And of the top 25 highest paid edge rushers, from $41 million a year all the way down to $14 million. How many have rings? How many have a Super Bowl ring?
Edge rushers.
Edge rushers.
And how many is the total list of names?
I just did the top 25.
Top 25?
I had Bobby help me because Bobby's easy.
Three.
It's two. It's Josh Sweat. It's George Karloftis. That have rings.
Okay.
Like, now look, is that a cause? Is that a
chicken and the egg?
What?
Chicken and the egg.
Chicken. Maybe it is chicken and the egg. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is. But I bet you if I did the top 25 quarterbacks, you would find a different number.
Okay.
Right? You know what I mean? Like that. That's.
And what do you mean chicken or the egg?
Like, in terms which comes of like first? Which is the explanation? Is
yeah,
it like,
I know.
Does paying the pass rusher? No. Like the question of does paying the pass rusher mean it makes your roster too difficult to maneuver and thus you can't build a Super Bowl winning team? Or is it just like an issue of, no, if you have a Super Bowl winning team, like you generally have better players that you don't need to necessarily invest in an edge rusher because you've got a top quarterback.
Thanks for educating me on what chicken and the egg is. Choppy. Which one comes first?
Which one comes first? Because like the thought is that the team building, the newer team building way is stars on offense, depth on defense. Don't pay any defensive player top dollar. It's better to have 11 C-plus players on your defense than 5 A-plus players, 3 C-plus players, and 3 D players or worse. Because they're going to attack the weak link.
Which years did Kansas City win the Super Bowl? It was 23, 22, and 19, I think. So in 2019, the highest paid player on Kansas City's roster was Sammy Watkins. In 2022, it was Mahomes. Behind that, it was Chris Jones. See, that's the other thing there. They do pay a pass rusher. It's not just an edge.
Yeah, it's an interior, which is another kind of newer thing that you know teams are starting to value pressure from the interior as opposed to pressure from the edge.
Think about teams that have won the Super Bowl in the last 5 years. Rams. Aaron Donald. Last year, everybody couldn't stop talking about Milton Williams and Jalen Carter playing on the interior for Philadelphia. You've got Chris Jones in Kansas City. That's why a lot of people do value interior pressure. That's one
Tampa,
of the things.
When Tampa won.
Eberflus loves the interior pressure stuff because of, you're talking about how in an era where they're getting the ball out like this, they're just trying to throw it in under 2-3 seconds, that pressure is going to come quickest right there from the 3-10.
Right. So as the game evolves and every sport evolves year to year even, the teams that have won recently, basically every team that's won this decade, has had tremendous pressure from the inside. Again, Rams, Chiefs, Eagles, Tampa. They all had good interior defensive line.
Now, Tampa did pay two big-time edge rushers on their title team. They paid Jason Pierre-Paul and Shaq Barrett.
Right, they did. But if you look at, like I said, the current top 25, you're looking at two guys that have rings. Again, it might not mean anything.
So let's
it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't pay him. Okay. It's just like, just be careful. And this goes back to the, would you take the two firsts and the $40 million?
So go down the list. Let's name the names and let's talk about their situations to see how fair this is.
All right. Just go right down those. TJ Watt. Miles.
No quarterback.
Miles Garrett.
No quarterback.
Tried to get one, just didn't work out.
Danielle Hunter. Houston.
Young quarterback.
Max Crosby.
No quarterback.
Nick Bosa.
No excuse.
No excuse.
No, San Francisco, no excuse. San Francisco should have won a title.
Josh Hines Allen. Brian.
No quarterback.
Brian Burns.
I'm trying to think. Some of these guys I'm
he was with,
sure.
He was with
Brian Carolina Burns is Giants.
Yeah, and Carolina.
Yeah.
No quarterback.
Montez Sweat.
Montez was Washington, then Chicago.
No quarterback.
Rashawn Gary.
Green Bay.
They're not
competitive.
They're not ready yet.
No, but they've been. I mean, there were a couple. Yeah. There were obviously a couple of Aaron Rodgers MVP seasons.
Andrew Van Ginkle, Minnesota.
So I could argue the top 10 you just named. There's no quarterback. So how am I going to blame the DN?
You're not blaming.
How am I
going
to use that to say?
Yeah, you're not blaming that. You're just building your team backwards.
You could blame it on the DN.
Well, they're trying to find the quarterback.
You could just say that. You don't have the flexibility necessarily to go get the quarterback if you're paying the top end of the edge rusher.
So where do y'all stand on it? Let's put an opinion on it.
I think paying a defensive player $40 million is stupid. I think it's fiscally irresponsible.
We're getting somewhere. Yeah, Eight minutes in. Here we go.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Why did he say that? I think you pay an edge rusher if they're like somebody of Micah's level is worth the money to me. Is he more worth it than 40 million of flexibility and two firsts? Like that trade you had brought up from the Patriots, which it's not a real offer, but one that was on the internet. If you're telling me the New England Patriots, who are a bad football team right now, people, they're a sexy pick a little bit to be kind of a bounce back team.
Yeah.
But if you tell me that that football team is going to give you two first rounders, a second, a third, and a fifth for Micah, I'm doing it. $40 million and all that draft capital in a capped league is worth it. That's 100%. That is a guaranteed. You don't even have to say I can get four starters at $10 million. You can go find two $20 million players now. Two $20 million players and two firsts, a second, and a third better start for you. That's six players that can meaningfully contribute to your football team.
If you go to the Eagles, right? If you just go to the Eagles, like the Eagles have, they have three offensive linemen making $20 million.
Yeah, look, I mean, a lot of teams.
I mean, that's what you've done. You've just revamped everything.
Let me see. I need to see who signed for like $20 million annually this offseason.
So no defensive player for you. 40 mil, Choppy?
I would. It's stars on offense and then depth on defense. I'd rather have the depth.
What about any type of playmaking on defense?
Well, you're looking for...
Like Chris Jones did make plays in their championship runs. We talked about Jalen Carter. Aaron Donald came up big. The Giants won because of their defense and Strahan, you know, and name
league,
up there.
You know, right? Different league.
Yep.
I would... Now, listen. Donald and Chris Jones are not $40 million. They're not making $40 million either. And you know, pressure from the middle has shown that in the last few years, it works.
I could have signed this offseason with $40 million if I had that flexibility. I could have signed Calais Campbell, Trayvon Merrig, and Charvarius Ward. So if I can sign those three guys and then I can get get two firsts and some extra. That Mike is great. Mike is not better than six contributors. That's a lot.
All right, so there it is. The edge payment RJ Choppy study here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan 877-881-1053 in order to hit us up 877-881-1053. What have the Tolos been saying about trading him if you got the right offer?
I think most people have said, like, yeah, if you get a Herschel Walker trade, or like for modern times, a little more modern, if you get a Mark Teixeira trade, sure, you take it. But I mean, there are definitely a lot of people who will say, like, I mean, 817, Micah brings pressure up the middle. He's not just an edge rusher. He can do a lot of different things. You can move him around. You can do different things like that. There's a lot of people, I think, who are just committed to, that's a great player, and you just don't walk away from great players for things you think you might be able to get, which I understand.
Choppy, was Micah being doxxed?
And
what does that mean?
So they go find, dig up dirt on you.
Okay. They open your personal documents. They expose you to the world. They dox
so
you.
People are saying that he's a hypocrite. He's a hypocrite. He wants to be paid at the best defensive end in the NFL, but his trade request is hypocritical because.
And didn't he once say, I don't need 40?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He said, It may have even been lower than that he said. I'm trying to remember. But yeah, he said basically, I don't need to be paid that high.
What happened to that?
What happened to at his football camp, him saying, you know, what other guys get, that doesn't matter to my situation.
Back on April 11th, our anniversary.
Oh,
happy show anniversary. So April 11th. Yes, sir.
Finger tinkle, whatever yes, this is.
He said on the in the wake of the Nico saga at Tennessee, he said, college football is now a joke. Y'all minds... Well, just make college football, and it was semi-pro league. Hold players accountable to the contracts he signed, or they signed. And they're saying, they're doxing them, saying it's a hypocritical statement to make. Which I don't really buy that because football, NFL is different. You know, you have to basically everybody re-signs at this point in the contract. They all get their extension at this point in the contract. It's in the CBA. There's no CBA in college.
There's a reason why the CBA and the NFL says if you are on a rookie contract, you're allowed to waive the fees because they recognize it's not tenable to be able to just say that, oh, if they've played at a certain high level, yeah, you can justify paying them this low rate. Like there's an argument to be made for that. And again, you got to remember these are contracts that they negotiated under a structure that basically outlined what the contract was going to be for them. There's not a whole lot of negotiation when you're signing a rookie deal. Unless you're Shamar Stewart, I guess.
Yeah, I think this is stretching it a little bit.
It's stretching. He's not being hypocritical.
But Jerry, he's trying to be married to this contract word.
He is. I mean, it's a one-track. Mike Leverage called a one-track, not a contract.
Yeah.
Because it's only one way. It's that they could cut you, and I can't leave.
And Jerry is also saying we as fans should be happy with his approach because he's trying to save money for other things. That is an argument that is past and gone because of how late they wait. That is my point, Mr. Jones, which we'll get into later on the home of the Cowboys. So there it is, the Choppy research study and Micah being doxxed over his past NIL comments. Back to football in 840. Below the belt by myself on DFW Sports Station. But Peyton Russell has PP in the morning, and he wants to talk about pocket pancakes. And from now on, you're not buying drinks on the first date. You're building shelves. PP in the morning next.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, congrats to Peyton Manning. He has found himself on the most toxic show on The Fan, and there's no number two.
He put together the single worst 30 minutes in live radio history.
That is right, 820 on Tuesday. Time for a little pee-pee in the morning. And guys, I promise you we will not do any movie reviews. I was scolded last week with the Happy Gilmore 2 reviews on The Fan Text. Some agreed with me, but the Tolos, they were giving me bad feedback. So I promise no more movie reviews from here on out until
well,
I watch
it
another movie.
Because they disagree with your opinion or you spoiled it?
No, because I gave it, a 3 or 4 out of 10. They were like, no, it was way better. Some were saying they laughed the entire movie. I said, you're a liar. You know what you laughed during that entire movie. So, wow. RJ, Bobby, have you guys watched it, finished watching it yet?
Yeah. Talked about this on last week.
Nope. Zero interest in watching it. So.
Okay. I was, like I said, it was okay. All right. I really enjoyed the cameos.
Well, guys, look at your pants pockets, because what can you fit in them right now? If you had to guess.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Whole lot.
Nothing.
Not okay. much. I have the shorter shorts on today. I don't like them.
Well, hopefully you're not freaking putting food in there that isn't wrapped up, because Brewers manager Pat Murphy is just built different, I guess. I mean, this guy is a unit. And on Friday night, he was doing the Apple TV broadcast there. He was doing an interview between innings on Apple TV. And this was the interaction with him and the reporter with Trisha Whitaker.
I like a lot of different things during the game. There's pancake. I got a, actually, I got a little pocket pancake right here that I munch on. They're wonderful. You want some?
Oh, those are delicious. Pizza, bagels, what else do you keep in your pocket?
Whatever fits.
Whatever fits. There you go. You heard it here from Pat Murphy first. Pat, thank you.
Disgusting, man.
This is the Brewers manager?
Yeah. Yes, he whips out. This has to be a bit. He had to have like known he was doing the interview, and someone said, hey, take out this little pancake. No way you're keeping food unwrapped in your pocket. You know how much this girl eats it. She takes a bite of it. He took a bite of it, and it's in his back pocket, too. Aiden had the video up on the Fan Cam Twitch and YouTube. He took it out of his back pocket, took a bite out of it, and then offered it to her, and she took a bite. You know how much this guy farts during games like this? It was like the third or fourth. Woman, you can't be doing that.
This thing is walking pink, guy.
No.
the lint.
The lint?
The amount of lint. Like, if you drop something on your carpet, how much do you examine it before picking it back up and maybe eating it? Aiden is already making a very disgusted face, but the amount of lint in your pocket getting on that pancake,
carpet's a no-go. Carpet's a no-go. Yeah, the carpet lint, or whatever the fibers, they come right up the pocket. You know, it depends on how wet the food item is. Like, you know, if it's a whole apple with the skin, that's easy, right? Take it out. But if it's a half-cut apple and you've got the wet, I'm out. I'm out on that.
I don't know. The thing that stood out to me on that one was the very obvious flirtatious tension that existed between the two. What else can you fit in your
pocket?
There's
a little riz there? Like, I mean,
whatever fits.
I don't know that it's even riz.
There was a pause, too. Fits. She smiled. She knew.
I don't know about riz. There's history there, it sounds like. Riz-tory, maybe.
Are you breaking news here?
No. I'm just saying that's just what it sounds like.
Gotcha. All right.
Well, sounds familiar.
You can't break cowboy news. You think he's going to break Milwaukee Brewer news?
That's because I give it all to you during the breaks.
Some of that is true. I'm me.
There's just vessel. There's no way anyone out there actually puts food like that in their pockets and keeps it there. It's got to be wrapped up to me. If it's something like that that's open, there's no way. I mean, it's just anything in here. It's not really a germ thing. I mean, it kind of is, I guess, but just disgusting. Putting the food in the pocket, I can't do it.
That's a good question. What else could you? Maybe a Twizzler?
Yeah.
And the reason I said it's so hard and you know what I mean?
But it's you can't put a Snickers bar in there because it's going to melt.
It's not going to absorb. I'm talking about unwrapped. It has to be unwrapped.
Yeah.
Almonds.
I can do almonds.
That's pretty good.
I think a pancake is a great like carry around snack, just not in your pocket. But like you're talking about, like you can eat that cold, you can eat it hot. Like it's nice and dense. Mm-hmm. It's a good choice. It's just I wouldn't put it in my pocket.
Yeah, I made the mistake early on. I think I was in kindergarten or first grade. Our class had Hershey's Kisses that we had, and so I grabbed them. I was like, well, you know, we were going out the recess, and I was like, well, I'll grab some, put it in my pocket. And it was like August, September, so it's hot outside. I left them in my pocket.
Unwrapped?
No, they were wrapped, but it's Hershey's, a chocolate. Yeah. And so it melted all in my pocket. Yeah. I had like four or five in there on each side that were melted.
M&M's.
And I had to go in the bathroom and wash it out and try and not make it obvious, but it was a nightmare. My mom was very upset with me. All right, it is PP in the morning every Tuesday at this time, and we're back talking about the dating apps. Look, the dating apps, they're just not safe anymore for anyone. For men, women, whoever out there, it's just not safe to be on the dating apps, because it's time to go back to talking to just, you know, talking to women at bars and clubs and then going from there. But now there's a story out here. Single women are now using the dating app Hinge to get their furniture built by people they match with. They say screw dinner or drinks on the first date. They want that boyfriend experience on the first date, and girls just want a handyman.
What's the boyfriend experience? Do my bidding? Come here and just start knocking out my chores.
They want a handyman. They said here's task one. If like,
you'd rather have a handyman than get dinner and drinks bought for you the first date. I don't understand. I don't get that.
Unless you're using them, which I mean nowadays, you know, women could be using.
Yeah, well, they can use you for a free meal and drinks as well. This is, I can't believe that this is a thing, because didn't we just have Uber new rideshare rules that stop?
Yeah.
You know, for safety.
Yep. Yeah. So basically, you can like match up. Women can match up with women drivers.
I don't believe that this is happening.
I mean, it's
Let me invite you over to my apartment to come fix my shelves on the first date.
It's obviously,
there's no way.
Yeah, they're obviously
I mean, the objective is
people.
To go home with her, you know, on the first date. So here's an easy way to go home with her. You know, yeah. She just invites you to her house.
They're obviously matching with people that they already have like a rapport with, kind of on the apps, I guess.
Sounds like Caitlin is on this app.
Oh God. this is fantastic though. Like this is natural element. You're so much more. First of all, you're so much more personable. You can get to know the person way better than some fraudulent drinks in a dinner where.
How are you going to get to know them better? You're standing up like with a hammer and nails.
You're talking. Yeah, you're talking. You're getting.
Oh,
the
why
seat.
Do you want this big old TV
yeah,
on there?
Yeah, you're getting
you know?
A natural
you got
element.
These shelves.
Look, one of the big. It's like trips.
You guys need to do a mock riz back and forth while RJ comes over to put your TV up.
Your relationship has not even started until you've gone on a vacation with them.
Right.
We all agree on that, right? Like yeah. That, the first handful of days alone. This is another one. Moving, putting stuff together, that's a major stress point. But also,
the stress is not putting it together correctly. If you stumble or have issues, you might get canceled.
You
got to
be on your A game. Yeah, you got to be tip top.
You put it together twice. You put it together and then you break it once in the process and then you start putting it back together.
I guarantee you that I could woo way better with some well-placed butt crack than with just coffee table talk over some chips and guac.
And you're a professional personality. Says right. A lot. This is awful. Stupid idea.
So if
and it's going to become a safety issue, which will get it canceled.
Let's say we're all single here. You know, there's no wives, fiancés, whatever. If she's a 10 out of 10, perfect girl, you know, you've ever seen, and she does this to you. She says, hey, I got stuff, you know, for you to put up in my house. She's a 10 out of 10. You really want to know her. You want to, you know, continue the relationship. Is this a turnoff for you? If it's the first date.
It's not a turnoff
at all.
I'm intimidated and terrified because I'm an awful handyman. So I got to decide.
So you would still go over. You would still be like, all right, now I got to figure it out.
I got to figure out, what is it? Do I have any chance of doing it? Or do I admit that I'm a terrible handyman? Or do I just go over there, use the charm, bring the bottle of wine, bring some food, and then admit and let it be seen that I'm horrible at actually putting something together. That's what's going through my mind.
It's the choppy play when he went to the San Juan shootout. When Brian Ester asked him, have you ever done play-by-play before? And he went, yeah, lots of times.
Yeah, all the
and
time,
then he got
man.
There, he's like, never once.
Always
but
lie.
I'll figure it out. That's the thing. Just, yeah, you go like, oh, absolutely, I can do that. And then you get there, you're like, what I meant was I can read instructions.
Right.
I don't know if I will actually be
better
able to
get
them.
In the door versus
yep.
Her saying, oh, you're not enough of a man. Broadus just texted me, so drunk. One time I put, oh my God, this might be the single worst thing to put in your pocket is food. So drunk, one time I put cocktail shrimp in my pocket at a wedding.
Did he have sauce at the bottom there, too?
The smell.
Oh, God.
I love cocktail shrimp, too, but oh, man.
What if it's the peel and eat shrimp? If it's still wrapped
it
up?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Dang it.
Yeah, you have a barrier? No, that would help with the barrier. It's not going to help
bit.
With the smell.
Yeah, no. Oh, God, that's awful. Yeah, no, I mean, look, I mean, I'm a simp, so I'd probably be over there in a heartbeat. I'd probably bring her flowers, too, and then, you know, build whatever.
How
so,
about this go. Real quick?
I'm glad you own that, by the way, being a simp. Thank you, Peyton.
You're on welcome. The fan text, like, name a top two thing you know you could easily put together, like a common construction project that you think you don't want a baby crib because I mean you know you're
putting together somebody else's crib
you're adopting another child like what's another common build your own that you're like yes I'll go over there and murder that project I'll kill it
I mean like a TV stand dresser
okay, how about okay putting up a TV uh-huh. on the wall
uh-huh
yes
sure
oh my
yeah
do we That's get directions are we allowed to get directions
yeah you can get directions
oh okay well then like bed frames. I mean, I've done that.
Bed frames, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Dresser, oh, and it's such drawers. An easy transition point.
Yeah. Now let's right. test it.
Let's see how good a job I did.
Dude. Ceiling fan?
Ceiling fan. That's 45 minutes in and out.
Oh my gosh.
I don't
that's
think
like a choppy.
Ever, I don't think I even know how you would do that. Is there a wire that comes down? Is
there's
that
two wires. Well, there's three wires. And there's okay. a ground wire. And there's
if I wanted to murder her, I would go over there and do it because after I got done with the job, the ceiling fan would come down and chop her head off.
Dude, I got to take apart the vacuum cleaner. We got the trigger. It broke. And the way they
how
make
would you know what that trigger feels like?
That's right. But the way they build it, they basically put the trigger in as the first piece. You have to take the entire thing apart. And it's like, I'm not paying $600 for a new one. That's for damn sure.
Mine would be the, it's not really building something, but installing it, the doorbell camera. I've done that, taking out the doorbell, just two wires. You unhook the little screw thing, put the wires back there, screw it back. I did it at the rental home. Easy.
Are you capable of anything?
No. Nope. I mean, I've never tried. Someone else always does.
Bobby, you can do the doorbell, you can do the ceiling fan.
Would I impress her by saying, I'll buy someone to do it on the app, the people who come by and build the stuff for you? And I'm like, would that show I had money?
Yes, it would. Not only money, right. But just like disposable income.
And then that person
income.
Sleeps with her?
Yeah. Just,
I'm going to come over and I'm hiring the guy to come do it. Is that a big dog move or a simp move?
He puts together the chair that he then sits in the corner.
Yes, he does. Wow, good one.
All right, last story here. PP in the morning every Tuesday at this time, 8:20 on a Tuesday. Cleveland Browns fans are already fed up and they haven't played one preseason game yet. This is a caller on 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, and he's letting you know how he really feels about the head coach, Kevin Stefanski.
First of all, it's Stefanski. We don't even call him Coach Stefanski. His name is Kevin Stefanski, and that's how everybody addresses him. They never address him as coach. He's supposed to be this genius, but come on, coach. Get those rookies to make them look like superstars, coach. Nobody said nothing about Stefanski. None of them going to be the rooks. He's going to ruin both of them. Kevin Stefanski is not a good coach. That's number one. Number two, you might not want to hear this, but the Browns would never win a Super Bowl with a Caucasian quarterback. I hang up and listen.
Well, I'll hang up too.
Yeah, I'll hang up too. Awful take.
Jessica, right into just
a curveball, man. He was so fab. He was going, he had a good point of Kevin Stefanski, and then, well, you know, he's white. The white quarterback can't win.
I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, they have a number of non-white quarterbacks that we just went down on the depth chart. It's not like they're not trying. They gave Deshaun the guaranteed deal.
Yeah.
Shador. Dylan Gabriel, I don't believe, is totally white. So there you go.
Yeah, it's they've got a lengthy history of, I mean, like you said, like Watson, they paid Watson. They tried Winston there for a little bit. So, I mean, it's, yeah.
PP in the morning, every Tuesday at this time here on Sean and RJ. It's DFW Sports Station. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. Where do the Cowboys rank among the best rosters in football? Bobby has it in B-Low.
D-Belt.
After this.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby.
So how good are these Dallas Cowboys? How good is this roster? Let's talk about it here in Below the Belt, which is brought to you by D&M Leasing. Check them out at dmautoleasing.com. Every year over at ESPN, they stack the roster depth and projected starting lineups of various teams across the NFL and try to say, all right, who's got the strongest just on paper talent? And this has been a good exercise in the past. It has also yielded some insane results. Last year, for instance, the number four team, I remember pitching a fit about it at the time. That's the only reason why it's burned into my brain. The number four team on their list last year was the New York Jets, which was absurd at the time. Even afterwards, even for all the bluster and love that ESPN shows, outside of the Dallas Cowboys, I don't know that there's a team ESPN loves more than the New York Jets. They adore them. And
I remember not thinking, probably both of us didn't disagree or protest too much because
from the coverage standpoint,
the whole roster.
Yeah, the roster was good.
Yeah. Garrett Wilson. Yeah, but Bobby's saying it wasn't good and he was right.
Yeah, I'm just basically dunking.
Right, he was right, but we also understood the coverage they were getting too with Rodgers. We thought the roster was good, and then the Rodgers factor.
Well, and last
year, do you know what we're talking about right now?
Yeah, you're talking about the Jets.
What about the Jets?
That we liked the roster.
Yeah,
and that they were getting. We were wrong about the roster.
That's what I'm saying.
We were talking about why they were getting so much love from ESPN.
So Dallas last year was number six on this list. And that was actually my biggest problem, which that ended up being wrong, I guess, was that I said Dallas was considerably better than the Jets as a roster, and that obviously didn't end up being true. But they have put out their list of the best starting lineups in football, and there's some interesting takeaways from this for the league as a whole. Again, four of the top seven rosters they listed last year didn't even make the playoffs. Dallas, the Jets, Cincinnati, and the 49ers were in their top seven last year and all missed the postseason. So there's some of this in here that I think is a little bit surprising, but I think they get Dallas generally right. The Cowboys, I'll start with them. They come in number 18 in the NFL. They are the 18th best roster, according to ESPN. Just ahead of them is the Arizona Cardinals. Just behind them is the Pittsburgh Steelers. And this is what they write up. They say the biggest strength, little stretch here, I think, receiver. They say it starts with CeeDee Lamb, who managed his third straight 100-plus catch season despite missing two games and being without Dak Prescott for most of 24. They talk about adding George Pickens. They say that you've got Jalen Tolbert, Kevontae Turpin, Jonathan Mingo mixed in as other depth pieces. And it's been a good practice for a lot of the receivers. John Machota had his top 10 players at Cowboys practice on The Athletic yesterday, and he had four of them were receivers. It was Lamb, Pickens, Turpin, and then Trayshon Holden, Sean's guy.
So what's a stretch?
So I think the stretch here is that the best, if you want to talk about just certainty, not just training camp performance.
The end?
But it's edge rusher. Edge rusher, they've got guys who high pedigree.
Who? Like, let's name them.
You've got Dante Fowler. You've got Sam Williams. You've got...
There's nothing there yet.
No, but if we're talking about high pedigree, we're talking about where they came from, guys who are first, second-round picks. It's stacked. Fowler's coming off of a 10-sack season. Marshawn Neyland has had a strong training camp as a second-round pick.
Done nothing in the regular season.
I mean, it's like saying Ezra Raku's done nothing, though.
And he hasn't.
Right.
He hasn't.
But if we're just talking about done nothing, then we're talking about 3 years of nothing from Jalen Tolbert. We're talking about 2 years of part-time play from Kevontae Turpin. We're talking about George Pickens being driven out of Pittsburgh. There's a ton more questions at receiver. Like they've actually got solid, even the guys that Peyton Turner, for instance, who's one of the edge rushers here. Turner's issue has been health. Turner has contributed when he's been out there. Sam Williams has contributed when he's been out there. They're coming off injuries, but if you talk about consistent contributions, the receiver room is filled with guys who have busted or who have just not contributed at the level that people thought. Or in CD's case, he's great. There's no question with one, but the rest of the room has more questions than the edge rushers, I think.
Would you say the receiver room has more upside? And that the edge room has a higher floor?
I feel confident that the receivers would be able to tap into their upside. More of them would be able to than maybe the edge rushers. But the edge rushers, I think, all have upside. I think they go 6-7 deep at the edge rushers. like to where you're talking about they could be in there playing over 50% of the snaps if they had to. As long as they're healthy. That's going to be the big part of it. They say the biggest weakness is running back. The X factor for this team is, they say, the right side of the offensive line, which is going to focus, obviously, a ton on Tyler Booker, the rookie, and Terrence Steele, who you're hoping will come back and be able to reassert who he is with the new coaching staff. We said it while we were out there in Oxnard. There's probably nobody on the team who needed the coaching change more than Terrence Steele. And it's not even a Mike McCarthy question. I'm just talking about on your position coach. Mike Solari didn't like him, didn't like his skill set, didn't think that he was an effective player, and I think it caused friction. The difference here is Clayton Adams, Connor Riley, those guys buy into Steele's skill set, and that was a big reason, according to Stephen Jones, why Clayton Adams even got hired, was because of the pitch that he had for Terrence Steele and what he thought he could be. So Cowboys come in at number two. They say the non-starter to know, which I think this guy might be a starter, but they focus on Jack Sanborn. Who they say Sanborn followed new defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus from Chicago, and Sanborn will get some playing time early in the season while DeMarvian Overshown recovers from his knee injury sustained last December. All right, so some of the others on this list, we'll go through the top 10 rosters in the NFL. Number one, who's it? Who is it?
The best roster?
Mm-hmm. It's mainly focused on starting lineup is the big portion of it, and then they've got
Philly.
Depth. No, AFC.
AFC?
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City.
Mm-mm.
Buffalo?
No.
Baltimore?
The Baltimore Ravens. Right. Say the biggest strength is the quarterback with what Lamar Jackson has put up. They say the biggest weakness is guard right now just because of kind of the rotation that they have. But it is the number one roster in football, according to Mike Clay and the team over at ESPN. Number two on the list is the Philadelphia Eagles. They said that their biggest strength is offensive tackle. I think you could look at that as just the offensive line as a whole, what they do and what they can put together. But number three, the Detroit Lions, as a team that, if you want to talk about a team that most runs counter to a lot of stuff the Cowboys try to claim in their negotiations, you would have to point to the Lions, who the Lions are showing you pie doesn't matter. We're paying everybody. Like, everybody's getting paid. Penei Sewell's getting paid. Kirby Joseph is getting paid. We're going to get Aiden Hutchinson done. Amon-Ra St. Brown gets done. Goff is still here. Like, everybody in Detroit, they haven't had to walk away from anybody yet.
That's got to get, come to, you know, pay the piper sooner or later, no?
At some point, but I mean, if you never get into the problem, like, if you never get into trouble with flipping switches and doing certain things, you're not always juggling. It's like you have a clear balance and you can kind of...
Wasn't Jameson Williams a question there?
Jameson Williams was questioned as if they would trade him. There was talk that they might trade him because they just thought, all right, is he one we want to pay? It wasn't so much, I don't think, that they couldn't. I think it was a question of, is that one we want to pay, or can we get similar output if we just draft and replace and do different things like that? Four is the Buffalo Bills. Five, the Kansas City Chiefs. Here are the ones that I thought were a little odd on this one. Number six, the Denver Broncos. Denver had a good year last year, and I'm a fan of what Sean Payton's done there so far. Bo Nix has been good so far. Their defense was the number one defense in the NFL last year, but that's still a team that doesn't feel like it's super stacked in terms of weapons. Bo Nix is still somebody who, while he performed well, I think there was a thought that this might have been right circumstances. You were put in a position by Sean Payton, and now he's going to have to respond to pressure from the other side.
And he played like 86 years of college.
This is their starting offense right now, just at the skill positions. It's Bo Nix. R.J. Harvey is the running back. J.K. Dobbins off of a free agent deal from the Chargers. Receivers are Cortland Sutton, Marvin Mims, and Pat Bryant, and the tight ends Evan Ingram.
Yeah, I'm struggling with figuring out and predicting Denver for the year. I really am. Did they just pay Sutton?
Yes, they just got Cortland Sutton done. They just gave him an accept, which he's...
Because some people, I think it was G-Bag, although it could have been any other show, right? Air Chiafalo. I think it was Chiafalo who said... Would you just give that to Pickens? I'd sign George Pickens up for that deal right now. But yeah, it was Sutton 4-92.
For playing in the AFC West, it's a pretty manageable schedule that Denver has.
I just don't know about Knicks yet. I mean, that's the beginning and the end of it. I don't know. They're one of my most intriguing teams. But yeah, 23 a year, if you could get Pickens on that, he ain't going to sign up for that.
Now, number eight on this list, seven is the Washington Commanders, which is great to know that two of the teams in the NFC East are in the top seven. That's comforting. But number eight is the Rams. You're balanced AF or fair AF.
Yeah.
Do I hate the Rams too much? Or do I dump on them too often?
Yes. Yes, because you want to win the Stafford argument. But the Rams are another team that I'm torn on.
Stafford aside, to me, I just look at it and I go, I don't know what. Watching them play last year, and even when they got into the postseason, and I know they gave Philadelphia a hell of a game, but when you watch them, even outside of Stafford, I just go, I don't know what worries me about the
Rams.
It's
like you maybe don't have enough respect for Puka.
Yeah, Puka's.
That maybe he was so, like, he's been banged up recently too. It's not quite to the cup status yet, but it's almost like I don't even know if on a given day he's going to be there.
Is he that injury prone?
Last year he got banged up a lot. Like, I think he played through some of it, but I mean, he was banged up. He was on the injury report almost every week. And to me, I look at the Rams and Puka's great. The only thing is just I don't know.
Played in 11 games. Had 79 catches for 990 and 3. I thought the numbers would be better.
I look at the Rams and I go, obviously Jared Verse is a really good player. He's not one of the top 5 pass rushers like whoever made that list on NFL Network recently and left Micah
Didn't
off.
Didn't they give him like number 3?
Yeah, it was who was it? It was Teron Armstead said that Jared Verse was like the 4th best pass rusher in the NFL and didn't even have Mike in the top 5. But Verse is obviously a good player.
Yeah.
Puka Nacua is a good player. I don't look at them and go, man, how are you going to be able to handle the Rams?
I can't name anyone else on defense.
No, and they've got good players. It's not that they don't. It's just it's a little anonymous. It's like you remember when they played the Packers in the playoffs a couple years ago? I mean, how could you forget the Cowboys? We went into that game talking about who are their receivers.
Yeah, like 5 of them.
But that's they had like 5 number 2s, basically. But we were all just kind of like, they're kind of anonymous, but they can beat you when they go that deep. The Rams are deep. It's just I don't understand how it's something where...
Stafford health, I have no idea about Devontae coming off of what recently has taken place with him. Mm-hmm. You know, coaching, the great coach, Sean McVay, will elevate him.
Fantastic. He is.
No, I mean, and he deserves a ton of credit for being able to cover over or to make up for differences that, for instance, Kyle Shanahan is not. Kyle Shanahan has still not been able to get answers to things that he should have, I think, reasonably been able to handle. Okay, we mentioned there that Jack Sanborn would be getting a lot of different reps with DeMarvian Overshown out. Over at the Dallas Morning News, Joe Hoyt had a good article where he had spoken a little bit with DeMarvian Overshown and Matt Eberflus. And, man, he loves him some DeMarvian Overshown. So, the headline over at the Dallas Morning News is, Why Cowboys Matt Eberflus Hopes DeMarvian Overshown Can Be His Next Sean Lee. Which Sean Lee is the... I think we'd all agree, one of the highest IQ players we've ever seen. Yeah. I had done probably like 5-6 years ago, I'd asked various people I knew around the NFL.
Cool.
So I asked players, coaches, different things like that, not just Dallas, but outside of here, who the highest IQ football individual they'd ever been around was, whether it's football player or coach or whatever else. And I think I got half a dozen answers that were from people not in Dallas who said Sean Lee. Like, I mean, that's the kind of reputation he has. And DeMarvian Overshown has, I feel like, gotten a little bit of the hype train going more than I would have expected.
That ESPN top 10 list, what was he?
I was out that week. You told me when I came back, you're like, you know, Overshown was 8th on that list. I was blown. I had no idea he would have even been an honorable mention. He was good. Yeah. You talked about it when we were driving in a couple weeks ago and we had Maggie and Perloff on. And Perloff, like, spent 2 minutes talking about Overshown and how much it's critical that they're going to miss him. And I remember walking in, you're like, is Overshown, like, thought of that nationally? Are people talking about him like that? But for him to end up 8th on that list, for them to, the Cowboys clearly view him as a branding positive, the way they went when he got the Agent Zero, they went all out with social media videos.
And watch, he's going to get another zero stuck on that jersey after he supported Micah publicly. Going to get that zero change real quick.
So when I look at Overshown, I think that's a great player. But Eberflus, somebody who got really close to Sean Lee. If Eberflus is invoking Sean Lee's name in the process, and he says, I love talking about Sean. I'll talk about Sean every chance I get. This is what he's talking about with Dallas Morning News. And he's talking about we need to maximize guys like that we did. That's a lot of praise that goes heavier than just Perloff talking about him, or number 8, Eberflus with direct experience saying this guy can be Sean Lee. That's massive expectations. You just hope it's not the same injury history.
Tommy Yarsh from Oxnard at 9:20 this morning. We'll crosstalk with KNC with Ask Reddit at 9:40. win of the Rangers season. Choppy will be there tonight for the return of Aaron Judge. Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers next.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.